Talk to him. We're just two unapologetically black women with an opinion who talk back.
Hey, welcome to a new episode of We Talk Back. It's your girl, AJ.
Hello, my babies. It's me, Tam Bam. I miss y'all.
Girl, you sound like Monique over there, my babies.
I'm fat like Monique.
No, bitch. You are not.
Matter of fact, Monique ain't even fat no more, so I don't know if she got fat girl swag.
She probably still got a fat bitch hidden inside.
She's a fat bitch at heart. So am I.
I don't want to claim it.
So we doing keto, y'all. So we try not to be fat bitches at heart and on the outside.
Girl, I still gonna want snacks. I'm hungry right now, bitch. That's fucking gonna bite your ass in a minute.
Ooh.
Oh, bitch. Let me not threaten this bitch with a good time.
Exactly. I like this keto.
Y'all
I like
know how Tam this Bam is all purpose.
Right. I like how this is starting. Keto me, sis.
Well, we got a good show lined up for today.
Yeah, this is a really entertaining episode right here.
So, you know, our first episode, we had some guys on and we were trying to figure out why men cheat, as if we don't fucking know. It's a choice.
Right.
So this time, so that men don't feel like we just man bash, we have some women on.
Yes.
So we can better understand why women cheat.
Right. But here's the kicker. These women are all married. They are not single cheaters. They are married cheaters.
Excellent.
These women are in witness protection. We talk back witness protection to make sure that they're safe from your judgment. Because you motherfuckers judgy as hell. So listen in. Hello, ladies. How are y'all doing? Thank you for coming on We Talk Back today.
Hi. I'm so happy to be here. Thank you for having us.
So tell us your names and tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, my name is Tom Tisha, and I am a real estate agent. I have been married to my high school sweetheart for 18 years. We have been dating since 15. I have 4 kids. And I guess I would say I like traveling, just kind of, you know, getting out the house and kind of just having some self-care, self-time, because, you know, marriage and kids and all of that seems to come, you know, front seat where you put yourself back seat. So, I mean, I kind of like to just live life to the fullest because you never know when your last day will be, you know, your last day.
Absolutely.
So you said you were married 18 years.
Yes. Yes.
And same dick. 18 whole years.
18 whole years. Now, look, now the caveat, it's been faithful years, but 18 years.
We still that's the T I'm trying to get to, baby. That's the T I want. So,
for Social Security, it's still 18 years, but it ain't 18 faithful years. So, yes, 18 years, but we have dated since we were 15.
So, all right, real quick, let me just ask you this. The first time, we're just going to talk about the first time you stepped out.
You ain't going to introduce the second person?
Oh, I was going to get Stacey next. But, I mean,
she's ready, yeah.
I mean, that 18 years got me. Hey, look, Stacey, tell me about ready. You. Stacey, tell me a little bit about you, girl. I'm sorry. I almost forgot.
Well, I'm Stacey, and I'm, as they say, a domestic engineer, a housewife. I'm on marriage number 2. My first marriage lasted about 5 years, and this one is rolling into year 7. I have 3 children of my own and 2 stepchildren. Just as Tisha said, you know, we just like to do our own thing sometimes, but for the most part, you know, I'm that nice wife, that special lady that takes care of home.
That perfect stepford wife.
That's me.
And then a hoe outside of that every now and then.
Whenever I can get a chance, yeah. We're talking, sort of fuck shit up a little bit. No.
Absolutely.
I open up, I'm good and ready.
So, ladies. All right. So, we did like a video earlier about women being tired of the shrimp. I don't know if y'all got to hear it, but we discussed how, you know, in relationships, people get tired of the same old thing over and over and over again. And that applies not only just to men, exactly. It applies to women as well. So when that happened, because I know y'all been tired of the shrimp, when that happened to y'all, what did you do? How did you handle it? How did you move? Because women move a lot smarter than men.
So this is Tisha. I guess, you know, I always tell people that since we've been together so long, my husband and I, I change and he's changed different seasons, you know. So I'm not the same person that I was in my teens, my 20s, my 30s, or 40s. You know, I'm not the same person that I was when we first got together. So I've grown from teens to 20s to 30s. And when I started realizing that things were the same with him, but I wasn't, you know, first thing he tells to do is to communicate. And I did. I communicated, let him know I was bored, this ain't working, you know, I'm not the same person that like this and like that, sexually, mentally, or whatever. And, you know, I don't think he was receptive, you know, to that. You know, I think he was just comfortable with, you know, going nowhere, we've been here, that's what it's going to be. And so I think what happened is that, you know, I was out working, workplace friendship turned into one thing or another, and then that's where the first one happened, because there's been many.
It's always the work husband that gets pussy first.
Hey, look, like, you know what he makes for the most part. So listen, dude, you know, I have a philosophy that women need a reason to cheat. Men oftentimes just need a time and a place. So obviously your workplace, the opportunity presented itself, but you communicated to your husband, hey, I'm not happy, or I don't know, therapy, counseling. Did you guys do any therapy, anything like that?
We did that early on. But it didn't last long. It wasn't long enough. He's the kind of person that he wants that outside image to kind of always look good. So, you know, to bring somebody else in your business relationship or in your business, you know, no, he doesn't want that look. So unfortunately, I think he would be content with the fact of knowing that you are unhappy at home, that you're just going to sit back and bear it and grin it, because, you know, we're like the Joneses. We're like the perfect person and couple when we're out there in the street. And that was okay with him, that I was lonely as hell every night. You know, I'm at home texting and, you know, bored and lonely because you're not listening to me. I'm telling you, I'm the most vocal person ever, and you're just not listening to what my needs are. So it was almost like you kind of tied my hands. What else do you expect me to do?
So, all right. So when you told him, like, I'm unhappy, did you just come out and say it, or was it like subliminals, or like how I wouldn't know how to express that to my nigga? Like, baby, your dick ain't that good no more. Like,
but it's not all about sex, right? It's other things as well. Not just sex.
Yeah. It's not even just sex. It was just more of communication, time spent, spontaneity, the romance. I mean, keep in mind, we've been together for so, so long. So, you know, it wasn't all at one time. I didn't just regurgitate everything out and just say, I hate blah, 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 blah. You know, it was slowly, you know, conversation after like the next day of us being intimate of, hey, can we try something different? Can we try it this way? And, well, you always used to like it that way. Well, yeah, I used to like being choked, but now I probably want you to. You know, I don't pass the cooking stage. Now I just want you to, like, you know, I might want you to nut on me. You know, I don't know.
Right. Yeah, because I think
and then you want to know, like, you know, it's not that. It's just that different things turn me on as I get older. So, you know, and I've even asked you to bring a female in to
And he declined?
He declined, yes.
Oh, wow. That's unusual.
Yeah. Yeah, he's an old school, old spirit type man, yes.
Hold on, before we get into anything else, let's pay some bills real quick.
For women, intimacy starts in the mind. You know what I'm saying? It's not all physical. Like, we can't argue all day and not like each other all day long. And when it's time to go to bed, you tapping me on my fucking shoulder. Dick, you ain't been nice to me all day.
I can too. Because sometimes
I'm just fucking fight people. You
too. I do that. I will start shit just so we can have like.
Oh no, y'all toxic sex. As fuck. Y'all bitches are toxic. Yeah. Toxiana 1 and Toxiana 2.
Yes. But sometimes that makes it a little bit more intense. You don't feel like that? When I smash this pillow over your face and try to choke you while I'm riding you, that don't?
No, nigga.
Oh, okay. Don't nobody do that but me? Oh, okay.
Organic arguments, yes. Yeah, I want you to fuck the shit out of me after organic argument. But I'm going to feel crazy if I started an argument just so you could smash me up. I don't understand. Y'all bitches is crazy. So no therapy. He didn't, I guess he didn't receive the therapy.
Yeah.
My question, do you think... your man feels the same way about you that you're feeling about him during that time?
To be honest, I don't think so, you know, because I think that he was content and, you know, he has other hobbies outside. And, you know, I used to always think like, you know, he got to be out there fucking somebody else. There's no way. But, you know, he comes home. He's there, he's paying bills, he just has outside hobbies. He likes working on cars, and so that's his hobby, to have multiple projects. So that's what I think was actually taken away from me, because it's almost like that hobby was like a female. And I don't think men understand that. If they have video games, if they got car projects, if they got football, that's another woman. And so I don't know about anybody else who's listening, but with me, that's not going to work. When I don't get that attention, I'm going to find it somewhere else. Because I think I still look good.
What if he just had you fooled like you had him fooled, and you think he working on the car, but he working on Carisha?
Carisha! Bitch, you're so stupid!
So, would you feel a way if, like, to know that other women are desiring your men? Like, sometimes that bring a little spice. You don't think so?
Yeah.
And this is Tisha. And yes, I do, because that's the whole point of me trying to bring another woman in. Because I think if I was to see him with another woman, watch it, see it, I want to get that jealous arousal, if that makes sense. You know, as crazy as it sounds, I've even set him up on a date with the ex-girlfriend and he went on a date. And so I wanted to hear play by play. I was hoping he was going to smash so that we came home and we were fucking good that night.
Mm-hmm.
But he was a gentleman. Nothing happened. And I'm like, shit.
What if he doesn't know that that's what you want to hear? So he just
He knows. When I tell you, like, hey, this is what we need to do. I want you to hear it. Hey, if I can put a recording on it, I want to see it, you know? So I'm that wife. I mean, I think we've been together so long that you got to get creative. So it might sound crazy to some viewers, but whatever you do in your household that works for you guys, let it do.
So y'all want some T.I. and Tiny type shit.
Basically, ain't long for that shit, okay? Now, I do want my man to be desirable. You know, like, if I caught him cheating, I probably wouldn't leave. However, I ain't setting the nigga up because I know he gonna fuck. I know that for certain, because when we got together, I knew he was a hoe. And that's what made him desirable for me, because he tried to get with me prior to me getting married the first time. And I turned him down because I was like, no, you work too hard. I don't want my man to go to work all the time. I want me a dope boy. And that's what I got. And I married it. And that shit didn't work.
Yeah, dope boys.
So now he's a regular nigga. And you don't want the dope boy no more? Because he works regular every day.
You know what? This regular nigga offers me security. That's why I'm a domestic engineer. I can stay home and do whatever I want. I drive a very, very nice car. You know, I have a very nice home. He tells me, I don't want you to go to work. And I have no desire to go to work. So that part is what I desire from the dope boy. But of course, you know, I come from an era where we thought about like New Jack City, shit like that. Like, me and Tisha grew up in the 90s. So that's when, you know, when boys sold dope, there wasn't nothing to give you like 10 grand or 20 grand, you know, do what you want. But these new dope boys ain't making no money. Now you got to get a man with a little 401k. You know, a little retirement. You
know, little play money.
I ain't got to worry about nobody kicking in my dough. You know, I know that for sure he's going to pay the bills and things like that. So if he did step out, I wouldn't trip because I ain't going nowhere. I'm 7 years in. I got 10 more years before I can get part of that pension. You know, I'll do a Janet Jackson on your ass 10 years in one day. But, you know, like, I mean, just like Tisha said, it does feel good for someone else to desire your man. That turns you on because you're like, okay, you know.
But that feeling came along with time, right? Because if y'all were fresh in a relationship, you wouldn't be okay with somebody. None of us want a man that nobody else wants. I always say that. I want my man to be able to get bitches. I'm not necessarily saying I want him out here fucking bitches, but I want to know that I'm not the only...
he's desirable.
Yeah, I don't want to be the only person wanting my nigga. Like, I don't want you at that point.
You need somebody that's like, yuck.
Right. I done had me a yuck-ass nigga. It didn't work
out. Hey, like, they play you just the same.
I don't want nobody to know that you fuck.
Listen, I aim for the stars, honey, because it's worse getting played by a nothing ass nigga as opposed to a man that you know other bitches want. Like, you understand why women want him. But some nigga you done settled for and he playing you? No, I can't handle it.
Like, I know you're ugly. No,
if you play me, I'm going to do my best to get your ass back so I can drop you. Right. You ain't going to break up with me. You ain't going to quit me. I'm going to quit you.
So look, before we move on to the next segment, let's have a word from our sponsors.
So, let me ask you this. Have you ever been caught doing something wrong, and how did you get out of it?
Why are you pointing me? Because you want me to tell my story. We know why. Once upon a time.
Not long ago.
So, I switched phones. My phone died. And so, that's not funny. I'm still trying to record for that. I switched phones because my phone had died or broke or something. And so, my husband's in kind of like the computer field, so he's savvy on that. So I went to Atlanta and met up with an old friend, and apparently I was did not disable my Messenger account, and so my husband was able to see all of my messages, and so I get a call at my hotel like, "Did you fuck that nigga?" And I'm sitting there like, whoa, what are you talking about? Because I've been doing this long enough that when you start asking specific questions, you know some shit. So I can't deny. And so pretty much, he found out about it. He knew. He read all the text messages from the fact that, you know, the guy was all in my guts the night before and how sore I was. And he read every bit of detail.
Yeah.
And that was how get out of it. I don't think it's a get out of it because I still think that he's hurt to this day. But
how long ago was that?
That was probably about 2 years ago.
Jesus Christ.
Did you have to pick your head up from the fire?
To be honest with you, he's been around for about 4 or 5 years.
Hold on, wait.
What?
the side nigga been around?
No, my husband has stayed after learning about 4 different affairs.
And how many affairs have you learned about?
None.
Oh, you the nigga. You the nigga.
Yeah, that's me. I'm the nigga. Yeah.
I'm sorry to ask this, but what is your husband's dick like?
It is, it's medium.
It's the shrimp.
It's shrimp.
Mm-hmm.
It's medium shrimpish, you know. Mm-hmm. But are we saying? Yeah. So it's medium shrimpish, but at the end of the day, I think that was not a deal breaker because I know I had a good provider. Like, he's a great husband, he's a great kid, you know, great father to the kids. So it was like, I've had worse, but I also didn't have all these other pluses with it.
Okay, now, so we're talking about 80-20.
Right.
So he has the 80, and you've been going out to complete your happiness trying to find this 20.
Right, with the dick.
Damn it, man. So now women who, like, some women, like, you know, you ask them, like, hey, can you live with a man with bad sex? Could you be with a man with bad sex? Women always say yes, but it's obviously a fucking lie. You're going to eventually cheat.
Right.
I believe it's going to, if you don't do it, I think it's definitely going to be close to you doing it. Stacey? This is Stacey. Now, for me, I have not cheated at all. Only reason why I haven't is other than the fact I really, really do love my husband. But I love my husband. Sometimes. y'all be reading about me. I think with me and my husband, like I said, we've been married for 7 years and we've known each other for a good bit of time. Matter of fact, we started dating because I was fucking his best friend. And
what?
His best friend must have went and told him about me, about what we were doing. And he told him, he was like, you know, y'all need to be together because you like crazy bitches and she crazy. And so after that, he started pursuing me. So when we started dating, you know, I always was a little standoffish because I'm like, you know, I don't want to come between you and your best friend, but clearly he wanted me that bad because he was like, it doesn't matter about the best friend. But even though we've been married, you know, for 7 years, I think there's, between us, we don't trust each other enough because I don't trust his ass as far as he can throw. And he don't trust me as far as he can throw.
But y'all not cheating on each other?
No.
So why?
Huh?
Why is the trust only as far as you can throw? If
I guess, you know, my opinion is it's probably because how he acquired you. Maybe.
Because how he acquired me and because I know firsthand his past. Mm-hmm. You know, it's different when you marry someone, you know, that nobody knows about. You know, where we're from is very small here. So I probably know about 5 or 6 girls that he's fucked before. And they're friends with me. Not really friends, but associates with me, you know? And I mean, I'm sure he thinks he knows about what I've been in the past, but shit, he don't really know. He really don't know, and we probably would have never fucking got married.
Yeah, I think sometimes men find comfort in knowing, like you said, just y'all from a small town, so he can find out about you if he needed to, if he wanted to, and he probably has. So he probably may not say anything, but he probably knows some shit. Why? Because for me, it's like, trust. I don't trust no fucking body. I have faith that people do the right thing. That doesn't necessarily just for my lover, but just people in general.
Mm-hmm. And see, I think with us, it's like, my husband likes to floss. He likes really nice things. You know, he takes joy in now saying, okay, I can do this for my wife. I've given my wife this. I can do this, that, the third. And plus, when a lot of people see us together, they're like, damn, how the hell y'all end up together? I mean, he's not a bad looking guy at all, but I mean, I'm pretty straight, you know?
She's so cute, y'all. She's cute.
So they always ask, like, well, how do you end up with her? So I think I'm just one of those nice things that he's acquired. Mm-hmm. And, you know, therefore, he'll do whatever he has to do in order to keep me happy and keep me here. And I think the same thing with mine. Mine is very not flossy to himself, not somebody that's on social media like that, don't want people in his business, his marriage, country boy. And here I am coming from Jersey. When I moved down here, city life made me country boy. That didn't work, you know. So I like the attention. I like, you know, if I walk into a room, I'm going to leave out that room knowing about 15, 20 people. So being that he's so quiet and content and just to himself, we didn't mesh, you know. But 18 years later, here we are.
It's like,
you know,
yin and yang, basically.
So yeah, it's a yin and yang thing. Yeah, and it works sometimes, you know, but also when you get to other categories like sex and intimacy and things like that, it doesn't work. It works when we're paying bills. It works when we're disciplining these kids. It works when we're trying to build empires and things like that, but it doesn't work in all areas with that yin and yang.
So have y'all had, because we've had episodes about open relationships. We actually had a guy on who has been in an open marriage or open relationship for five years. Have y'all ever had a discussion with your husbands? Like, hey, we should just be in an open marriage. Like, I love you. I want to spend the rest of my life with you. But sometimes I want to experience other people.
Yeah, I have, because, you know, you realize my track record is apparently this is Tisha. Apparently something's not working. And so, I did approach him with that. And once again, being that old school country boy, you know, we're not having that at all, you know? And I'm like, well, we're going to keep following the same path because apparently you're not divorcing me. you like to keep this trophy wife, but at the same time, you know, I have needs, you know? So, you know, because even to this day, I have a 23-year-old dope boy right now. And I am like in my 40s. And so it's like, you know, I don't know.
So, all right, when you...
Who's laughing? Who that laughing?
That's AJ, Chad. All I do is fucking laugh. And I'm drinking tequila. And then Casamigos over here. And look, I'm not saying too much because I don't want to fight.
So, all right, when you said your husband has found out 4 different occasions, you're not really good at hiding your shit. I just want
to
say that.
You might feel like you don't have to. Shouldn't have to, right?
That's caught 4. But, yeah. But
right, some you got caught things, 4 times. Okay, yeah, so but that some means of more times.
What you have to think about it's been through the duration of 20 years plus of knowing each other. Mm. So some of those things were before we got married, got together, things like that. Okay. So and some of the things we would have times where, hey, let's start fresh. Let's go ahead and see what we've done. Let's talk about stuff or whatever, that kind of thing. So I'm good. Only thing about getting caught was that phone situation. But the other times... it was more like before we really got good into our marriage, you know, but it was more or less before we got married, when we were college, things like that.
Tisha, do you ever have fear of losing your husband?
No.
Maybe that might be it.
Yeah.
And you know what? I used to, but I actually think that I don't know if marriage material is for me. You know, being married is for me, but I think I stayed because I came from a household where it was a single mom trying to raise kids, and I see what that did to me and my siblings, and so I think I stayed more for the children, to be honest. I think I did.
He would, you know, if he could hear this, he'd slap your head between the wires.
Yeah, I told you I'm gonna come get sleeping with y'all.
Niggas feel the same way though. This is the only thing, like, when a woman says it, it's like, oh, it's so wrong, but these men be feeling the same
way
as us.
They kind of put us on a pedestal. You know, I asked my fiance, don't put me on a pedestal, and that's not saying like don't think highly of me, but don't think that I'm supposed to be just this perfect person, because you aren't,
right?
And you know, I'm not perfect. I'm going to fall short. But for whatever reason, like, men put women on this pedestal. I guess we probably contribute to that because we lie.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
We lie real good, though.
We don't tell people everything a lot of times. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So I'm a really honest person.
I don't think it's a lie. We just spare feelings.
Well, no, I'm an honest person, right? So I like to be able to tell people exactly who I am, right? But then sometimes some men will use that against you. Like, some women just act like, oh, I have only been with 2 people, but that's a fucking lie. Like, you done
53. That's how much you
exactly. Why lie? And then when a man comes to me, it's like, I'm not a liar, so I'm gonna tell you what it is, and then you're gonna throw it in my face a year from now.
Compare me to that girl who told you too.
Right.
No, look, now this is Stacey talking. I learned this from being married the first time. You know, you try to be open, honest, things like that. And that will always come to bite you in the ass. Yeah. So the second time around, it's not that I lie at all as far as things like, you know, how many people I've been with or whatever. Because, I mean, if I try to lie about that, my husband would give me the side eye like, bitch, I know. I know damn well. I see you out, so I know. But, you know, like, I mean, the things that I feel that we lie about as married women is like, you know, like I've heard on the show before, when Tam Bam said, you know, you sleep with the guys like 5 minutes or whatever, and he feel like he just knocked it out the park. You know, as a single woman, you're more apt to say, you know, that shit was garbage. Mm-hmm. You know, but as a married woman, you spare those feelings. You're like, oh, baby, that was great. You wait for him to fall asleep, and then you either pull out your toy, do what you got to do. Or wait, you go to work the next day, you're like, oh my gosh, I'm still feeling I'm on edge. So you got to go ahead and just help, you know, relieve yourself, you know, because you just try to spare feelings, try to keep the home happy. You know, in my case, you know, if I'd rather not hurt his feelings, because I know the shit, even though he may act like he's taking the constructive criticism, but that shit's gonna bruise his ego for months and months to come.
Yeah, and they can be honest with us. Like, my man can tell me, like, I done fucked, done had all these threesomes, I done fucked your cousin. As long as you ain't fucking them right now, I really don't give a fuck. But you can't tell him about anything you've done. You can't tell him about any man you done fucked. Like, it's gonna come up. So basically, okay, I'm engaged. I'm not married yet. So basically, what y'all married bitches is telling me to lie.
Well, I don't think it's called about keep the peace, you know, because once you get married, you got to think about it. People are in it for the long run, for forever. So do you want to bruise his ego and chip away at his ego or his heart every year that you're married because you're too honest?
But why is it that women's hearts are stronger than men then? Because you can tell me anything and it's not going to bother me to the point to where I'm not going to let you sleep at night or I'm going to bring it up every other day. It takes too much energy out of me to be mad about shit.
I think that women have always been stronger, but I also will say once you get married and do 2 years in, let's have this conversation again, because that strong heart that I was as a single woman is not the same heart that I have as a married woman. Because when you start having your children, when you start having, you know, married life, careers, all of you change. It's not the same single life, because I swear I wouldn't have had to have an affair when I was single. It would have been like, hey, I'm going to move on to the next one. But when you are in for the long run and you have other people looking up to you or waiting or expecting an end result, you change a little bit. So, we'll have this conversation after you get married and then see if it's that same heart and the same honesty-driven,
heart. Because you choose your battles. You're just like, okay, is this shit even worth, him acting like a little bitch? Because trust me, if you tell him something and you hurt their feelings, it's different for
girl,
us.
Girl, they'll never let you forget it. They'll
dwell on that shit forever.
You saying you're going out somewhere and you didn't tell them something.
Oh, girl, I already can't go to Walmart, so. Hey, look, I'm at a whole nigga house when I'm at Walmart. And look, I literally be in TJ Maxx for 2 hours sometimes. And obviously I was sucking dick in them 2 hours and I didn't even know.
Backwards and all.
Yeah, so don't come home tired, because if you come home tired, you definitely been fucking.
Damn. What the fuck? So y'all really don't think y'all men fucking anybody else? Because I honestly feel like side bitches really be.
I feel like they both fucking somebody.
Yeah, they definitely be fucking. They gotta be. It's no way. Especially
Tisha. Yeah. No, I promise. And when I tell you that, I wouldn't even be surprised or hurt, because I'd be like, I deserve that shit. So, I'm just waiting for it. And I think I'm getting it through my kids acting up, but I'm not getting it through him. Like, we have this app for our kids and we can keep up with them, and we're all on the app. I ain't on a goddamn app because I know I don't know when I'm going to venture out, so I don't want to be on that damn app.
My ex-boyfriend is in prison, right? My ex-boyfriend, I never was thinking he was cheating. But this nigga, was literally fucking bitches 5 o'clock in the morning. So if pussy is open at 5 a.m., they're supposed to be getting fucked. I didn't realize the shit was that deep until, he's in prison now, right? So now he has a whole kid out here the same age as how long he's been in jail. Mm-hmm. So you were cheating.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't know you were cheating because of how he moved. He literally was always in the house.
But the thing about it, every situation is different. With mine, I'm talking to you several times during the day because it's something dealing house related. Mm-hmm. When you get off of work, you're calling me. With that app, I'm seeing where you're at. And then you pull up same time each day. And that is 7 days a week.
So got your nigga on the app, but you ain't on the app.
But you're not required to be on
the app. I'm not on the app, I refuse being on the app. But I use the excuse that I told my kids, I'm not being on the app, so I can't catch y'all, because I want to sneak up on y'all, because I want to make sure y'all doing right. So I'm not on the app, though.
No. You real slick, Tisha. You real slick.
Tisha got a big dick, okay? Tisha got big dick energy. And she got a check.
So let me ask you this. In your relationship, are you the alpha and he's definitely the beta male? Is he a beta male or would you consider him an alpha male?
He's the beta.
He's a beta male. Mm-hmm. What about you, Stacey?
My husband, I let him think he's the alpha.
Mm-hmm.
I let him feel like it's his idea.
Oh, so she's a submissive woman.
That if I want something, I'm not going to let up. So if I want it, I'm going to keep. And if you tell me you're going to do it, I'm going to hold your ass to it. You know, so I let him be the man. You know, I know that if I want to take control, I could. But because of the position that I play, you know, I allow him to. It makes him feel good to say, okay, I pay all the bills. I'm like, that's great. You know, go ahead and do what you got to do. But I know if I had to, I could. But, you know, it's just, I just sit back and let him do what he do. You know, I feel good with allowing him to have the alpha role. I don't want to be the head bitch in charge. I really don't.
Me neither, it's exhausting.
It is. It's very exhausting. And I guess my alpha role comes in from more make sure household is in order, kids are in line, things like that. But from a financial aspect, I don't have to pay anything. Everything's taken care of by him.
That's just
but because he's that keep the peace type person, he rather not argue when the kids try to jump bad. You want to sit back and not argue, but I'm ready. Like, I'm strapping up my shoes. Like, okay, we want to fight or we're going to have a conversation, kid. Like, which one are we going to do? So he's that keep the peace. But it's because we were raised different. And, you know, when you get to know him, I realize our upbringing is different. I'm from the city. I introduced him to a lot of things that he didn't have. Like, they never really did a Christmas tree. You know, we've traveled so many different places. I was his first time ever on a plane. And so it was just so many different things. I think that's what's made his love for me really deep, because I introduced him to a lot of things he would have never done before.
So you got your nigga out the woods.
Yeah, out the woods. Pretty much.
Those be the best ones, though, sometimes.
Yeah, until they start fucking their cousin or something. Nigga fucking his whole first cousin. Hey, look, that's what they cheating with family.
You said you at your cousin's house. Yeah, that's my cousin.
You gonna see some damn text messages and video footage of cousin.
No, he ain't gonna. Don't say thing that.
About me, this is Stacey. Like, with me and my husband, you know, we don't touch, like some people, like, I know my husband's cold to his phone. You know, we don't touch each other's phones. We don't, you know, there's a lot of things. And sometimes it's like a double-edged sword, because I don't know a lot of shit. You know, and I choose not to know.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, you know, if I look for it, then I'll find
it. Absolutely.
You know, for him, you know, I could be doing my own thing. This nigga be on the phone all day long, you know, thinking he's looking at TikTok and shit. But I come downstairs, I look over that shoulder, I be seeing fucking emojis and shit like that. Text messages. But you know what? I don't even give a fuck, because I don't want you to ask for my phone.
Right.
Hey, look, that's me all day long. Don't touch my phone. I'm not touching yours, because I'm not into hurting my own feelings.
Yeah, and I'm good with that. You know, I'm fine with us having our lives together and us having our lives separate.
Yeah, you have to maintain some type of individuality while in the union.
Definitely, yeah. And this is Tisha. My phone has a lock on it. And no,
you turn your phone over at night.
Yeah, we ain't unlocking this phone, but I have his code. And, you know, my kids have the code to my phone in the event something was to happen to me, but he does not have the code to it. But no, because like you said, I mean, I need something that's mine. You know, if everything is open and joint and shared, what is it that I have? You know, I don't have anything, and I start feeling like I'm losing my identity.
Yes, you lose your identity. Yep. Mm-hmm.
So the 23-year-old,
we're not even on the same phone plan.
That's deep.
I put my own shit. And when I go, like, when I've had a couple of surgeries, when I go on the surgery, I take my phone into fucking surgery with me. I have my homegirls. I'm like, if something happens to me, take that motherfucker and smash it against the wall. Break this phone. Look, it ain't. I be talking to other niggas.
And like, I've experienced that, though. My one of my cousins, her she was a long-term side bitch, basically, because this was somebody else's husband that she was living with. They were living together. This nigga had a heart attack, and his phone was there. Like, he died. And I literally watched her fucking face turn, like, from sad to angry as fuck.
While he was
happy this nigga was dead. Yes.
Oh, Lord! Look, I said, I don't want to end up from having a fucking extravagant funeral to fucking getting cremated because this nigga
Right. Put that bitch in the dirt. Right. Wash that bitch down the sink.
Nobody in the house, none of my shit. He gonna burn it all. Look, I tell you right now, all my messages get deleted. I am not keeping anything. Names have been changed to be Auntie Flo, Auntie Joyce. I am not keeping nothing in there. Every message, every picture goes into a special vault. No ma'am, no ham.
Why your Auntie Flo sending you eggplant emojis?
Exactly. You know, Auntie Flo, you know how funny she is. She a trip. You know, she's trying to get with this new age.
So the 23-year-old dope boy that you got on the side, does he know that you're married, or do you, like, how do you engage with these men outside? Like,
yeah, he knows that I'm married. He has his son's mother who he's with, just because if they aren't, she's saying, oh, you won't see him, yada, 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 that type thing. And I could care less about it because, you know, I have a house and to take care of. So it's more or less a fun thing whenever we meet up. But, you know, one thing, like, I just had a conversation with him last night. I told him, look, I got some street smarts in me. I'm from Jersey, so don't play with me when it comes to you trying to say, hey, I'll give you 20 grand to leave. Like, I asked him, you give me 20 grand, so you coming with me? Like, we gonna be together? No, I'm still gonna be over here, but then I ain't going nowhere because I could triple that 20 grand staying over here where I'm at. So, you know, it's a matter of, I think, because he thinks I'm older and he's young, that he feel he's going to be able to get me. But I've been doing this because I'm a nigga. So,
right. 20 grand. So ain't much money.
Exactly. And it's also the unattainability that he's probably obsessed with, like trying to get you to leave your man. So, like, he probably don't really want you. It's only two niggas in this world that really want you. And that's a nigga who really loves you and one who ain't fucked yet.
Yep,
exactly.
And a nigga in jail and a broke nigga. It's four.
And that's what I told him. I was like, look, I would risk it all if you tell me you was going to be with me 100%. You know, I'm lying, but shit, it sounded good in the mess, you know, in the message. But I'm like, look, tell me you want me 100%. I'll risk it all. That's fine. And so I'll holler at you later. Yeah, I bet you will, because you're not. And so I don't care how much you want to throw this way. I'm not leaving where I'm at. When I have equity and I have houses and we have cars and all that. It's 20 grand, really. It ain't nothing.
No.
And so, you know, it's one of those things like, yes, we can play, we can meet up and things like that. And yes, you make me feel young because you are constantly telling me I'm the most beautiful thing in the world. And when I send you pictures, I get compliments from him that I don't get from my own household, you know? So it feels good. But at the same time, I know actions speak louder than words. I'm not stupid.
Hmm. Yeah, girl, don't leave your fucking house. Fuck them young niggas.
Right.
They literally. Dig me a little tangy anyway.
They dig me tangy.
Yeah, and ain't nobody got time to be packing no bag lunch for no young niggas. You gotta pick that dick up and drop that dick off. I ain't with it.
all of our husbands were young niggas too. Yep. You know, right. In the beginning, it was different. It's, you know, than what it is now. You know, like in the beginning, everything was fresh, hot. You know, you was beating my back out like nobody, you know, like you was working for a fucking job. And I was like, okay, yeah, you got the position. But then when they get older, all young niggas turn old.
Mm-hmm.
And they go through changes and they don't get hard like it used to. Shit changes.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where as wives, we have to still make them feel like they're still that young bull that they were before. You know,
Y'all sound like a sad reality.
Hey, y'all stressing the fuck out.
I mean, but it is the reality. It is. You know, our best sex is vacation sex. Or, like, we'll do staycations. We'll leave the kids and kind of go, you know, get a room for a couple of days or whatever because they're old enough to stay home and watch themselves. But that's the best sex. And I think it's because you don't have to think about the stressors of every day or whatever. And so, yeah, that's the best one.
Damn, so what do you think y'all could do, like, to make y'all relationships better with y'all husband to where you don't... Or do you think this is just going to be it? This is just how your life's going to be? I know Stacey said she hadn't cheated.
Mm-hmm.
No,
right?
I have not.
Right. And you not?
No, I'm not, because, I mean, I've had some spectacular dick in my lifetime. So, really, I mean, for me, if I did cheat, it would be more of an emotional cheat. And once I go there, I don't think that I can go back. So, you know, if I have to lie a little bit, stroke your ego, that's the least I can do for what I'm getting out of it. You know?
So,
I don't think that I would cheat, because if I cheat, I'm gone.
So your sexual fulfillment takes a backseat to everything else for the rest of your life?
Not for the rest of my life, because, I mean, at times, you get glimmers of light here and there. You know what I'm saying? It's not awful.
Right.
You know, but I think really where my downfall was in the beginning is that I didn't communicate as much as I needed to, as far as telling him, like, that shit was garbage, you know? So I was just like, oh, it's good, you know? But now that I'm getting a little older, you know how old people say what's on their mind? Mm-hmm. Now I'm starting to see what's on my mind. Because, I mean, what you going to do? You going to leave me because I was fucking honest?
Right.
Right.
Well, see, I just want to be honest from the beginning, because to me, that's all an open relationship is, like the open lines of communication. Like, I should be able to say something to you without having it come back in my face.
Yeah, you should. You should. But it just really depends on the type of man that you have. And it's okay, because we're supposed to change and evolve and things like that. Our bodies change. You know, like I have to explain to my husband before, you know, you might have been able to suck my right titty and just roll over and put it in and just splish splash. But now, you know, I'm not a microwave. I'm over a crock pot. You got it down. Just get flowing out. Once you get flowing, we good. But you can't just think you can just push one button and she's instant gratification.
Right. No. Pressure cooker. Not a pressure cooker. What is it called?
Instant pot.
In a microwave.
Air fryer. Little air fryer pussy.
Air fryer. Yeah, look, that's dry you out right there.
A little instant crisp.
And I like the question, I'm not sure who asked it, by saying, you know, is our sexual desires going to have to be backseat? You know, possibly it will. It possibly will be backseat, but at the end of the day, if I was to give up the 80 for the 20, would it be worth it? Because if I have somebody who will just, you know, blow my back out every night, am I going to have to worry about you bringing me home STD, bring me home another baby to care for, you know, that kind of stuff. So
it's not having shit.
Yeah, I need shit. Yeah. And so I think at the end of the day, I think I'm okay probably with letting that stay backseat, because I know the 80 is far greater than that. So, you know, I've been able to kind of sit back and, you know, talk with Stacey and some other friends about business opportunities and starting things, because I'm trying to put my energy of what's lacking there and my need for attention and stuff like that into business moves. Like, you know, I've been able to open up a couple, put it into, like, you know, starting little businesses and things like that. So that's what I've been kind of doing. So, you know, it's going to be a safe space for me, I believe.
Well, that's good. That's healthy. This was so good, y'all. Thank you for sharing your hotels.
Yeah. Stacey ain't got no hotels. Stacey hotels live in her goddamn head.
Right.
I want Stacey to get fucked. I don't know how we gonna do that. But
we'll say don't worry about Stacey now.
It's a guy out here that we can line up for.
Hey, look. Hey, look, I do got a dick delivery service.
She do. She got look, she delivered me some dick during quarantine.
Looking for love.
No attachments, no feelings, just dropping dick off and go ahead and run his fucking business.
That's it.
Hey, like, I might need to start a company like that.
DD.
It'll be a fucking multi-$1 million damn started off.
Niggas. No, I'm joking. That never happened.
But no, I would say for anybody who is thinking about getting married in a serious relationship, just to kind of just listen to what we're saying, make sure you know who you're marrying. Go over all the scenarios of what comes with being married and understand that, you know, it's okay to walk away before you go down the altar. You know, you don't have to sit up here and marry that person if it does not fit. You know, I think we're trying to put wooden, you know, square pegs in a circle hole, and it's not going to work like that. You know, so if you can do it like me, if I had to do it over again, if I had to read these, I would not be married to the person who I'm with. And I say that with everything, because I know I have hurt him tremendously. And I really didn't do it on purpose, but I really would not go down this path. I would have took my 20s into embrace them and mm-hmm. kind of did things mm-hmm. to kind of live. And that's what I tell my kids, because I don't want them to end up like me and their father.
Absolutely.
I don't want to mm-hmm. be, you shouldn't be a wife in your 20s. You should be living Miami, fucking wherever you want to. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and I tell my daughter that I'm raw with her.
So you miss, like, your whole face. Now you're making,
I miss my whole face. Exactly. Yep. I miss my whole face. See, Stacey had her whole face. So that's why I have not cheated. Yeah.
Oh.
So, yeah, so, and that makes sense, I guess. That's where you got two perspectives of one who missed their whole phase, one who did not, and then the outcome of it 7 to 10 years later. Basically the same, we both fucking lines in the movie.
Listen, because your 20s, for any young women listening, your 20s is for firing niggas when they don't act right. It is not for constant compromise.
That's right. You in your 20s, you have the option to pick, choose, and refuse. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, ladies, so much for coming on our show and sharing your lives and your stories with us. We appreciate you.
Yes. Anytime. And we're going to be following up because I'm pretty sure our listeners are going to enjoy this episode.
Right.
Well, if they have questions, just if you got questions for Stacey and Tisha, let us know. We at home anyway. So
hold on. Before we go.
Yes.
Do y'all have any great dumb bitch stories to share with us? Right. Aside from, I'm not calling y'all situations dumb bitch shit because this is just regular life shit. But like any situations where you just felt played.
By me. Right.
I would say when I was in my 20s, before I got married, I slept with like an up and coming NFL player. And you know, at that point, I'm thinking like, let me go ahead and get the pussy whoever who is going to take care of me long term. And so after we slept together, he blocked me. I thought it was good. My shit was wet. Like I was 20 or something. It was like dishing like an ocean. So I don't know why I got blocked, but I just think it was a game. But here I am thinking of like a calculated plan. And with him, it was just, you know, just being nuts and everything else. So I did. I felt played because I thought I was going to be one of those girls at the NFL pit waiting. Catching him, you know, kissing him on the field, and it was not that way. So, yeah, that would be my story.
And was that Tisha or Stacey that said that?
That was Tisha. That's why Tisha's been hurt.
Stacey, do you have one?
You know, I mean, honestly, I don't think I do have one, only because I always had a mentality, let me get that nigga before he get me.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, when I was going through my whole phase, I was really fucking home. Like, there was no strings attached. Like, I didn't care if you was in the NFL. I'm fucking you and your homeboy. So, I didn't want to.
And then I'm block both of y'all.
Yes, I have a choice. You ain't your homeboy. So, I mean, I can't really say I have a dumb bitch story. I mean, I think one time I gave a nigga my PlayStation or something. I was younger than me or whatever, and he was in college and he couldn't afford one. And I mean, the date was pretty spectacular. So I gave him a PlayStation, and after that, we didn't talk no more. Yeah. But that's it.
Those some good dumb bitch stories. Those ain't really dumb bitch stories. That's I paid $5 for some head one time. Unintentionally.
He stole
the nigga stole $5 out of my pocketbook while he was eating his pussy. And yeah, I didn't realize the money was gone until I got to the gas station because I didn't let him fuck. He just ate my pussy. So now I'm going to the gas station trying to buy some batteries for my vibrator and my fucking $5 is gone.
You got me beat because I guess my story didn't work. Mm-mm. I don't know. I'm sorry. You want that $5? No, I'll cash out it to you.
God, it probably wasn't even $5. It might have been like from $2 to $5.
He should have been leaving that $40 on just you.
Right. He owe you back.
Crazy.
All right, ladies, really appreciate it.
Y'all have a good one. Thank you again.
Thank you so much. Have a good one. Stay blessed.
Girl,
I just don't know what type of bitch I'm gonna be in a marriage. Will I be Mary Magdalene over here, or will I be like Stacy? I don't know. I guess it depends on the dick, huh?
I definitely don't want to be married for a long time and halfway miserable.
Well, none of them sounded miserable, though. They just sounded like they have decided that this is what it is and this is how it's going to be. And
they decided, though. So how do men feel? Like, God damn.
Fuck them.
I'm just joking.
Girl, fuck your husband, girl. But here's the thing. All we know is what they told us. They might be securing their marriage because their men are keeping what they're doing so secret. They moving like they got a dead white bitch in the trunk. You know what I'm saying? That's how they moving with it. You think he working on the car, but really, he really, you know, doing his thing. And if you're doing it that way, that's how I want it to be done. I want to be so secure.
To me, that's respect.
Yeah. So secure that, yeah.
That's respect. I mean, people going to do shit. You can't be married for 18, 50 years and, you know, nothing happens in your relationship. Like, that to me is respect. Me never finding out
right.
that you want some whole shit.
That's how I want it. Either we open with it or just move stealthily, nigga.
So if you enjoyed this episode, hit us up at We Talk Back Podcast on Instagram. If you have any dumb bitch stories, simp series, hit us up on We Talk Back POD at gmail.com. Y'all hit us up. We out.
Bye.